You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
The waves made by allegations surrounding Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich have the Constitution in the state of Illinois bouncing around a little bit on the waters there next to Lake Michigan as the Illinois legislators attempt to figure out what to do next. Joining us now is Amanda Vinicky, who's a State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
Can we begin with the news conference that Jesse Jackson Jr. gave yesterday, indicating that he wanted to make no deal for the Senate seat? But apparently the news conference was in response to him appearing in some capacity in the body of evidence that Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney, revealed this week.
Yes, in that affidavit, there is a lot of talk about Senate Candidate 5, who in this selling off that Rod Blagojevich was allegedly doing of Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat going to the highest bidder. It appears as if that Senate Candidate 5 was the highest bidder, offering up perhaps $1 million, some money up front and then some for a future Blagojevich campaign down the line, were he to get that Senate seat. In the affidavit, you never hear from Senate Candidate 5 himself. It's just Governor Blagojevich talking about an emissary of said candidate and offering up this money. So Jesse Jackson Jr., the congressman, has come out and said, yes, that's me. His attorney came out and identified Senate Candidate 5 as Jesse Jackson Jr., but he says, no, I did no wrong.
Well, let's talk about the implications of that in the very unique, as we learn once again, state of Illinois and Illinois politics. I mean, the chain of proof required to link the congressman to that kind of deal making is a pretty high bar, yet it's also kind of radioactive in the sense that there's a low bar to tainting Congressman Jackson so that he's sort of irrevocably stung with this whole mess. Which is it, do you think?
You know, I think it's very much this taint right now. Anybody who has a relationship with Governor Blagojevich right now is, as you said, radioactive. You don't want that. And whereas the senator's attorney also, or pardon me, whereas Congressman Jackson's attorney had also said, you know, if the governor were to offer this seat to Congressman Jackson, I would advise him to take it. I think that that would be damaging beyond belief right now. There's nobody that would want that seat, let alone Congressman Jackson, who clearly would want it not just for the 2 years remaining in the term, but to run again to take it. Because how would you ever get past this after these accusations have been made about Governor Blagojevich?
Any other suspected candidates? I mean, you know, he's number five, so that means there's 4, 3, 2, and 1.
You know, in the complaint, he's the one that's most notably making deals. There's reference to Senate Candidate 1, who is believed to be Valerie Jarrett, an Obama confidant. But again, Obama supposedly had no knowledge of what was going on, and they were not willing to make deals. And in fact, Jarrett took herself out of the running. So you have these other candidates, but really Senate Candidate 5 is the one that is brought into the pay-to-play sort of politics that are being admonished here.
All right. So before we go then, the Illinois legislature has the option of essentially kind of making up a whole new scenario for selecting this Senate seat, and it looks like it's the consensus is rallying around a special election. Any idea how the details of that are going to be managed?
You know, I have not seen the legislation yet, but that will probably come on Monday. The House is going to start that legislation in the committee on Monday, and the Senate's going to be in as well. And the plan, as you said, is to have a special election. We'll see how that will go forward. I think that that came out as kind of a let the people decide, this populist move in the face of these horrible political allegations, especially, you know, about a Democratic governor in a state where Democrats control everything. However, you have a lot of people that point to problems with any special election. You have some Democrats that are frightened that in a Blagojevich backlash, a Republican would be elected to the seat, and so the Democrats would lose it. There's also, it could cost $50 million by a State Board of Elections official's projections and take a lot of time. So that's the idea, and that's what's being thrown out. Whether it will pass or go forward, I don't know yet.
And a lot of that depends, of course, Amanda, on whether or not the governor just decides to step down, because if he did that, then it would become abundantly clear. A new governor would step up, the lieutenant governor would become governor, and he would appoint someone to Obama's Senate seat.
Exactly. And at this point, who knows what the governor will do? In my couple of years here covering him, I have learned to never make predictions because it is impossible to read what Governor Blagojevich will do. At this point, he's steadfastly maintained he's not going to resign. But, you know, he would be the first Illinois governor in history ever impeached. So that might be an incentive.
Amanda, you know, at the risk of being accused of being a sort of a sordid voyeur of Illinois politics, it's got to be a fascinating week to be wandering the halls of Springfield and talking to downstaters about what's been going on in this Blagojevich scandal. I mean, this is going to be one of those stories where were you when the Blagojevich arrest took place? Am I right?
You are exactly right. And in fact, I've already had that conversation with many of my friends. I think that especially the case here and why this is, I mean, obviously it would be a huge deal no matter what, but even more so than usual because Governor Blagojevich is really fairly disliked, especially in state house circles. And I'm based in the Capitol. And Democrats, as well as Republicans, have a horrible relationship with him. He has very few friends left. The few that he did have that were very close with him, he has kind of sold out a few, I would guess, and I would say, and not necessarily been known as loyal. He has been known to break a lot of deals. Now, in order for a budget measure to get passed, you'll have to that relies on the governor. Lawmakers will have him sign a memorandum of understanding because the trust has been so breached, and that's been going on for years. So, you know, it was a holiday.
He may have the opportunity to pursue his popularity depending on how things turn out in the prison there in Illinois. Amanda Vinicky, thanks so much for joining us. Amanda is the State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio. She's based in Springfield, Illinois, where she joined us from.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.